The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
We thank you for what you have been doing in us. We thank you for your blessings. We ask Jesus that you help us see and understand that which you're set to do again this hour in Jesus' name. Thank you for all this morning. Thank you because this session will also be a blessing and it will help me. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. We have been looking at the effect of entrance into the realm of the Holy Ghost and His gifts. Entrance into the realm of the Holy Ghost and His gifts. There's an effect that should be seen. It is assumed naturally that a person must do something to get better or to be saved. But we will see from the scriptures that that was not what an average person, when he's born again, begins to think of, what do I want to do for God? You know, as a way of saying, this God that I have offended all this while, let me begin to restitute my ways. But the call is a call to believe. And what you have believed at new birth, you believe unto salvation. Because where we are going is actually salvation. And one effect we'll see is that you should begin to love the word and listen to hear the word. But this morning, we'll be taking a look at some issues that come around attacking believers and the message at new birth. And we just want to emphasize to say that faith in our Lord Jesus Christ is purely by the Holy Ghost. And so one of the effects of the Holy Ghost we see is not just speaking in tongues, but the fact that your faith is assured and your trust is further built in the Lord Jesus. It's Holy Ghost that does that work. It's Holy Ghost that keeps assuring your heart, that keeps strengthening your faith in the Lord Jesus that you have believed in. Hallelujah. So we're going to be reading from Colossians 2 this morning. Colossians chapter 2, from 21 to 22. Can we all read together? Touch not, taste not, handle not, which all are to perish with the using after the commandments and the doctrines of men. Can we read 23? Which things have indeed a show of wisdom in will worship and humility and neglecting of the body, not in any honor to the satisfying of the flesh. Hallelujah. So Christ is purely what God has done, and men should believe and consistently hold on to Him for salvation. You don't hold on to your self-righteousness. You don't hold on to what you believe. I think the thing that battered religion today is that people want to serve God the way they feel God should be served, not the way God wants Him to be served. You understand? God has His own prescription of how you should please Him. So there is a whole lot of difference. There is a whole lot of gap in the way you feel you should please God. And there is a way God has prescribed to help us please Him. So what Holy Ghost does is that He keeps coming to assure our hearts that our faith that saved us, that made us respond to the call of God at new birth, was purely in the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Was purely in the Lord Jesus. Why would they bring this? Because some people were feeling like, if you touch, you are no more a believer. If you taste, you are no more a believer. If you handle some things, you are no more a believer. That was what brought about the dissension we found in Acts chapter 15. Acts chapter 15. Can we read? Can we read Acts 15? We are looking at the effect of the Holy Ghost, the entrance into the realm of the Holy Ghost and his gift. Acts 15 verse 1. Okay, let's read 1 to 2. And certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, ye cannot be saved. Can we read verse 2? When therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain other of them should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles and elders about this question. So they were not the apostles, they were not the elders, but they were certain men who feel that Gentiles, lie. You cannot just receive salvation. How can you say again, receive? It cannot be possible. Where did you put the law of Moses? Where did you put circumcision? And so we saw Paul and Barnabas coming in to say, no, that is not how Christ laid it. So it's not about touch not. It's not about taste not. But there was a great dispute to the fact that they had to determined that Paul and Barnabas and then some other men, please, you people should go on to Jerusalem. Go on to the apostles and the elders about this question. You know how it is. They have been given the law. You know what it is to circumcise. And then they now brought salvation. And then some people who never smelt the law, who never had any consecration in the natural, they now have salvation like that. Let me describe the scenario in our terms. You wanted to travel to Lagos. They collected 7,000 naira from you. You now realize that they collected 5,000 naira from other people. It was pinching the Jews. That how can you make salvation cheap like that? You know the labor that we went through. Some of us, we fight. On top of that, you want to fight. The driver is the one in charge. It's not you that you are in charge. So you can't put anybody under the pain of your extra 2,000 naira that you paid. Do you understand? For the Jews, salvation is faith in the Lord Jesus, plus circumcision, plus the law of Moses. That is their own equals to salvation. But Paul and Barnabas just came and said, faith in the Lord Jesus is equal to salvation. They said, this matter, we must sit with it. Hallelujah. So they could not believe that the Gentiles would not have to fulfill the law or works. And so they went to Jerusalem to clear that. Shall we continue? Let's read 6 to 11 of that Act 15. 6 to 11. We have quite a long read. And the apostles and elders came together for to consider this matter. It was a serious matter. They had to consider it. And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up. Thank God for Peter. Thank God for Peter. He's always rising up in times like this to give clarity to matters. And said unto them, men and brethren, with what they have taken him through, he must have an answer for a time like this. He said, ye know how that a good while ago, God made choice among us that the Gentiles, by my mouth, I'm telling you firsthand experience now, by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us. He will never forget that experience in the house of Cornelius. He can't. He just knew that this is purely God. As the way he has given us Jews with all our circumcision, these ones that don't know anything, they also gave them that same Holy Ghost. Verse 9, and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. How did they purify their hearts? By faith. It doesn't matter if it's the heart of a Gentile or a Jew. It doesn't matter if it's the heart of a rich or a poor. And that's why we say the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is for everybody. Hey, you are a rich man, you are a fisherman, you are a businessman, you are an artisan. The gospel of Christ is for everybody. You can speak English, you cannot speak English. The gospel of Christ is for you. It's not bound by any language. What are they looking for? Faith in the heart. Let's read verse 10. Now, therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear. Thank God that Apostle Peter came to an experience that we could not bear it. The requirement of the law, we could not fulfill it. When we could not fulfill it, why do you want to put it as a criteria upon other people for people to experience salvation? Hallelujah. Let's read verse 11. But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved even as they. Hallelujah. Amen. So, gaining more understanding of Jesus for salvation is not by any human effort. You saw that Apostle Peter made that clear. He said it was God. And what did he see? He saw faith in their heart. So he warned them, don't tempt God. Don't put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples. That yoke that our fathers could not bear, we could not bear, you're now putting it on people. Don't do that. Once there is faith in the heart, Holy Ghost finds his entrance. God responds. All they need is faith in the heart. So we don't look at touch not, we don't look at wear not, we don't look at all that. We see faith in the heart. Hallelujah. So it's not by do's and don'ts. It's not by pious attitude. If it's not by grace, then it is not true. If somebody says you should go and bring money so that you can be saved, then it is not true. It's purely by faith. Do you believe in the Lord Jesus? Then you are entitled to the inheritance that God has laid down for his own. So a rich man will be saved in the same manner that a poor man will be saved. Likewise, barbarians, as against the enlightened. So it's not about I didn't go to school. No. The gospel is for everyone. There is no difference in their salvation. Hallelujah. Let's see verse 12 of that Act 15. Then all the multitude kept silence and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul, declaring what miracles and wonders God had wrought among the Gentiles by them. So they could listen to them because Apostle Peter brought an understanding. Okay, let's read 13 likewise. And after they had held their peace, James answered, saying, men and brethren, hearken unto me. Simeon had declared how God at first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. And to this agree the words of the prophet as it is written. After this, I will return and rebuild again the tabernacle of David, which is falling down, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up. Hallelujah. Verse 17. That the residue of men might seek after the Lord. Can we read that next statement? And all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, saith who? Saith the Lord, who doeth all these things. God are Gentile in plan. It's just that he started with the Jews. And so the Jews thought they were the beginning and the end of the matter. No. God had always wanted all men to be saved, whether you are a Jew or you are a Gentile. So they needed to bring in this understanding to help them know that the same faith that visited your heart and gave you the Holy Ghost and opened you up to be a partaker of the inheritance is the same that happened to the Gentiles. Hallelujah. Why? Because God has ordained that the whole earth, say the residue of men will seek, and all Gentiles, the whole earth and the whole world, no matter their state, the state of their decadence, will seek the Lord. So he's opening the door of salvation again, and all men to the ends of the earth, no matter how much death is ravaging the whole world, we still know that gospel is by believing in the heart. And once a person is born again, one effect we'll see is that the Holy Ghost begins to assure your heart that this person is a believer. Hallelujah. And today we may not really necessarily see people circumcising too, but for some of us too, we have some things like that in our mind that make us not believe that this person, we are not really sure whether he's born again, because of our upbringing, because of the way we were raised, because of the understanding that has visited us. For example, if you come from where they don't open hair, they don't wear earrings and you come to a place like this, except mercy has helped you by understanding, you have a little something there to condemn people. Hallelujah. You know, one experience I had before I really joined Eternal Life, but there was a program they had then. I was invited for the program. That day I was around. I can't remember that program then. You know, my upbringing already has a mind. I didn't know that Kiss the Son was in the Bible. You understand? So there's Kiss the Son. So, you know, Deji preached and wow, this preaching. And then it was time to just begin to pray after he has finished preaching. And then as he was praying, in any case, I didn't have issues. He was wearing two rings. It's fashion, you understand? Had the bangles for me, for a man who has Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost should have told you to remove those things. But then when he preached, I was touched. I now look at. So the whole thing, all the struggle was going there until he started praying. He now said, can we worship Jesus? Lord Jesus, I blow you a kiss. I blow you a kiss. I just opened my eyes. So it's looking like, I don't think it's my Jesus. Blow kiss to Jesus. You're talking to... Please don't look at outward appearance. If there's faith in the heart, Holy Ghost has visited that heart. The Lord will help our minds. Before you believe, if the person is not in your mood, Holy Ghost, premature, is not ogbonge. No. The Lord will help our understanding. I'm only saying before we castigate the Jews that they wanted people to be circumcised, sometimes some of those things, because of our upbringing and our background, makes you want to invalidate the presence of faith in the heart of people. But the apostles will not have that. They kept giving light to know that, is there faith in this heart? Is there faith in this heart? Then salvation is for this heart. After they have preached, they will go and then they will also confirm. Hallelujah. Amen. So God has in mind that everybody will come into the gospel. I want to read 18 of that Act 15. Known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. Wherefore, my sentence is that we trouble not them. Don't trouble people which from among the Gentiles are turned to God. They turned. But that we write unto them that they abstain from pollutions of idols and from fornications and from things strangled and from blood. For Moses of old time hath in every city them that preached him, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath day. 22. Then please it the apostles and elders with the whole church to send chosen men of their own company, of the Jews who have this understanding, to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas, who brought the question. So that if our fellow Jews see that we Jews have this understanding, they will know that it's not just that you Gentiles are trying to, or you people are just trying to endorse the Gentiles. Namely, Judas, son named Barsabbas, and Silas, chief men among the brethren. So we see that Paul and his company were to deliver to the Gentiles, who became believers, the understanding that nothing outside grace will add to their initial salvation, but this is their lives, the things that were mentioned in verse 20. So when you come to the faith, you believe in Jesus Christ, it's not what you do that makes you acceptable before Jesus. So whenever, just like the tips we have, one of the signs you should be looking for is that is their heart that is willing to receive the word, is their heart that now trust. So that's what the apostles will be looking for. Hope they are trusting in Jesus for salvation. They are not trusting in their works, what I can do. And for some people, they will say, if you want to be saved, you have to become a worker in church. You can be a worker and nothing is going on your heart. You know, worker to function, carry a function in one unit or the other. No, that's not what makes you saved. What makes you saved is that the word of God intercourses your heart and you believe that this word can change me, can help me to know the person I have come to believe. It's not by anything that we did. So when people are born again, don't quickly say, "Ah, go and join choir. Go and join." Sit down and hear word. What you do to babies is that you feed them so that their faith and their trust can be in the Lord Jesus. You could preach to people and then their faith is in maybe their natural need to be met. Somebody who is looking for a child, for example, it's not like Jesus cannot do it. Of course, we'll allow you come in, but we'll keep praying, we'll keep bringing words to help you see that the reason why Jesus saved you is not primarily to give you a child, but to give you himself. And until we see that your focus can shift and then begin to trust Jesus, that you can say, whether child or no, I follow Jesus. That's when you know that the work has been done. Until that is there, the work is not yet done. So there is a way to test for these things. And that was what the apostles were doing. Hallelujah. But as much as they will not allow them to be circumcised, there are some things that should not be mentioned. And that was what we found in verse 20. But write unto them that they abstain from pollution of idols. Gentiles are known for idols. They are idol worshippers. Their own gods, they are idols. And from fornication, and from things strangled, and from blood. Some people feed on blood. They don't see it as anything. Gentiles are barbaric in nature. Hallelujah. So these are the things that they said, this must not continue with the Gentiles. But that they be circumcised, they don't have to for them to have access to salvation. Hallelujah. So there must never be heard among them. Let's see 30 to 32 of that same Act 15. So when they were dismissed, they came to Antioch, and when they had gathered the multitude together, they delivered the epistle. Hallelujah. Which when they had read, they rejoiced for consolation. It's already becoming a yoke. When you say this Jesus I've believed is not authentic until I am circumcised, you know it has already brought trouble to the heart of some of the Gentiles that we hear that. I have believed in Jesus. I'm already rejoicing. And you now say, lie, it cannot work. You must do circumcision. If you don't do circumcision, that thing you receive is fake. That was the enemy tearing up dissension against what God has worked in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So when the apostles went and then came back, they had to read the letters, and then they rejoiced and had consolation in their heart. Hallelujah. Let's see verse 32. And Judas and Silas, being prophets also themselves, exhorted the brethren with many words and confirmed them. Can we say confirm them? So when people have believed, there's also need for confirmation. We know that Holy Ghost is working. See, nobody can turn a soul other than Holy Ghost. So if you see a heart turning to serve Jesus, it may not be much of evangelism. It may not be even much of your inviting the person. Holy Ghost has worked upon that heart to convince people to put their trust and faith in Jesus is by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. What can be available through our mouths? But that decision, that turning, that conversion is not done by any man. It's purely by Holy Ghost. People put their faith by the activities of the Holy Ghost. Why? Because the heart has been released to want to believe what God has done in Christ Jesus for them. Amen. So we see how they were strengthened. We see how brethren were confirmed in the churches to let us know that it is not by any service or ceremony. How they do confirmation is not that one that we know. How they confirm is they are looking at, where is your faith in? Where is your faith in? Are you still coming because you want a husband? Are you still coming because you want a wife? Of course, we won't chase you away. We'll tell you God can do it, but we'll keep preaching the faith. We'll keep preaching Jesus until we see that your faith can be in Jesus. And then you can say, whether husband or not, whether money or not, you know, to bring a soul to that point, that soul must have heard many words. Holy Ghost must have done a great job. Hallelujah. So the apostles will keep going back to check. Is this person faith in the Lord Jesus or what he can just get from God? Amen. You know, there are signs you will see. When you see that, you see beg somebody to come to church. And he said, he's not coming to church. The letter of application I wrote, they said they will call me. They did eventually call me. I'm just tired. Oh, don't worry. When you see a soul saying like that, you just know that, something is not. What do? You go back and pray. You look for words of encouragement for that person. And like that. Until that same person can face disappointment in the future to come and then just smile and say, here I die. You know that a work has been done. Why? Because the faith of that person is now in the Lord Jesus for salvation, not for anything he can get from Jesus. Hallelujah. So it is by the message of Christ as a Lord, as it is revealed or written in the Old Testament, making the heart of men to trust and stay with Jesus. Men's heart must trust and stay in Jesus, not for what they can get, but for salvation. For to say, Jesus, you can make me better. Jesus, I can be better saved. When you see a heart like that, then you know that a job has been done. So after the apostles have preached, they will go back and then they will go and check. Is the faith of these people in the Lord Jesus? Hallelujah. Let's read verse 34 to 36. That will be the last scripture I'll be reading of Acts 15. Notwithstanding, it pleased Silas to abide there still. Paul also and Barnabas continued in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also. And some days after, Paul said unto Barnabas, let us go again and visit our brethren where? In every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they do. What are they going to look for? Is their faith still in the Lord Jesus? Hallelujah. They are checking the seed that has been planted. How much has Holy Ghost watered them? They are expecting to see fruit. So we should know what to look out for. Hallelujah. You have a friend, you should know what you should look out for in this season that God is raising us as preachers. There are things we should look out for. People go to church, but yet we don't see their faith in the Lord Jesus. So you know where to come in. You know that this person is not just that believe in Jesus is the gospel. It's just that he believes in Jesus, but not for the right cause, not for the right hope. So what do you begin to look for? You begin to look for skill and pray that the hope of the calling will be clear to these eyes, such that the faith of the person can now be in the Lord Jesus. That was what Apostle Paul told the others. Say, let's go and confirm. Confirmation is very necessary because there's no making progress if a heart just stays in what he can get from God and not how he can change to becoming the image of God. Hallelujah. So this is what characterizes the whole missionary journey of Paul. It is about preaching this message and confirming to see that the believers are staying in the message. They must believe the message. They must stay in the message for the cause of salvation. For the cause of salvation. I like the way that he puts it. God will only promise you salvation. He won't promise you things. But if you come, he will give you things, but he will never say, that is what I want to give you. He has set out to say that that is what he wants to give. Hallelujah. So we are trusting the Lord that in this season, we'll see more outpour of the Holy Ghost, not just upon our hearts and even upon churches. Churches will begin to hear word that will make them put their faith in the Lord Jesus for salvation. That is the work of the Holy Ghost. So I tell you, Holy Ghost is given to us for much more than just speaking in tongues, for much more than just his gift, is to put trust in Jesus, that he can save, he can change me. That is greater than gold. That is greater than husband. That is greater than money. That is greater than having a child. God can do all those things, but he wants you to know that there is something greater. Hallelujah. The promise of eternal life is great. And that is the hope a person's eye or a believer's eye should be on for him to experience salvation. So one of the effects of coming into the Holy Ghost and his gift is that your faith and your trust will be in the Lord Jesus. And we see that the apostles will keep confirming that. I pray our hope will be anchored on the Lord Jesus for salvation, not just for things we can get. Can we begin to pray this morning? Can we begin to pray? We trust Jesus for mercy. We trust Jesus for mercy. We trust Jesus for mercy. Let my faith, if you know you have been coming to God for things, tell Jesus, say, Jesus, I know you can provide for me, but much more, I believe that you can save me. I believe you can save me. I believe you can save me. I believe you can change my nature. I believe you can change me. If God can give natural things, how much more the promise he has for men? Thank you, everlasting Father. We'll bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 at DME College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.